Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've got an Amber Alert out of Kaufman County. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and there's an Amber Alert from the town of Kemp. Police say there a 23-year-old Abigail Margaret Williams was staying at a shelter with her son, 13-week-old Xavier Calisti. The boy was officially in the custody of CPS. Now, police say Williams left the shelter and took him without permission from CPS and without taking any of his medication or formula. Police say Williams is a black female, about 5'6" and 150 pounds. They're asking anyone with information about her location to contact the Kaufman County Sheriff's Office. We've got pictures of the child and his mother on our website, KRLD.com. New information now on the man shot and killed in a shootout with Dallas police. 18-year-old Joey Freire was identified as the teen shot and killed by the department's fugitive unit while they attempted to arrest him in West Oak Cliff. Police say they ordered Freire out of the car. He would not comply and opened fire on officers, hitting one in the foot. KRLD has now learned that Freire was wanted on a capital murder charge at a farmer's branch. Investigators say Freire was part of a team of five who tried to rob a couple in an apartment when one of his accomplices shot and killed a 50-year-old living there. Fort Worth police have released additional information on an officer-involved shooting from over the weekend.
Early Saturday afternoon, Fort Worth police were called to a home on Odessa Avenue on a report of a man threatening his sister with a handgun during an argument. Assistant Police Chief Robert Aldridge says officers confronted 35-year-old Hector Galvin.
The officer saw the suspect running and gave commands to stop, but he did not comply.
The chase went under Rutland Avenue, where officers deployed a taser.
While the suspect was on the ground, he pulled his handgun out of his pants and pointed it at the officer.
And fearing for his life, the officer shot Galvin. He's currently hospitalized in stable condition. Aldridge says Galvin is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon against both a family member and a public servant. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We're also learning new information on the arrest of the president of the Prosper ISD School Board. According to an arrest affidavit, 43-year-old Drew Wilborn allegedly touched a 16-year-old girl inappropriately while serving as an executive pastor at Antioch Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Dallas. The church says in a statement that it suspended Wilborn last April immediately after being made aware of the incident, and it later fired him. Wilborn is in the Dallas County Jail on a $50,000 bond. Southwest Airlines is out with its earnings and says it's struggling because of cancellations and lost luggage in December.
Dallas-based Southwest canceled almost 17,000 flights the last 10 days of December. Chief Executive Bob Jordan says those cancellations and luggage issues cost the airline $620 million.
First and foremost, I want to apologize again to our customers and our employees for the impact the operational disruption had on them and on their holiday plans.
Jordan says company software worked as designed, but it's not designed to solve past problems where crews get out of place, so cancellations continued for days after the storm.
Very quickly identified an upgrade to deal with that, and that upgrade is actually complete and in test right now.
He says flights in March are already 40% booked, thanking customers for their loyalty. He does warn expenses from December spilled over into January, so even though revenue is strong, Southwest is starting off 2023 with what they describe as a $350 million headwind. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
American Airlines says it turned a bigger profit than competitors last year, and they're expecting more growth in 2023. Chief Commercial Officer Vasu Raja says the Fort Worth-based carrier is following trends to make sure they have crews and airplanes in the right place to meet demand.
We have been really encouraged by demand trends. Historically, the first 3 weeks coming out of a holiday season are our strongest sales weeks. These first 3 weeks have been the strongest that we've seen in the post-merger airline.
American Airlines made $800 million in the last 3 months of 2022 compared to the loss of $900 million in the fourth quarter of 2021. Raja say they have scheduling software that lets them perform better than other airlines during the snowstorm before Christmas, and they've also got the youngest fleet of airplanes. And great news for Cowboys fans. Defensive coordinator Dan Quinn has decided to stay in Dallas even after interviewing for several head coaching positions around the league. The Cowboys have fired six coaches on their staff following their disappointing loss to the 49ers on Sunday. Head coach Mike McCarthy says this was a change that had been planned for a while.
We did not change hardly at all from last year to this year. But, you know, the reality from a performance perspective, we're 12-5 2 years in a row. So how are we going to move forward? Well, there's going to be change. There's going to be adjustments.
He'll meet with offensive coordinator Kellen Moore as early as tomorrow and says the evaluation process is still ongoing. Moore was strongly considered for the Carolina Panthers head coaching position, but was passed up for Frank Wright. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.